Track 12, Musical Memories. Definitely time for some music now, I think. And this month we've been looking at what I will call weather music. Listen to Tony and you'll see what I mean.
The weather. We all love talking about it, don't we? And it is true that our weather has become a very hot topic in recent years, with its extremes and its unpredictability. But what is predictable is that whatever the subject, composers will write music about it. So this month, let's consider how weather has been portrayed in music. And I think at this time of year, when sunshine and daylight are in short supply, we should actually start with a song about the sun. In fact, it's called Here Comes the Sun. From ancient times, mankind has not just relied on the sun for our very existence, we have worshipped it, and it's no surprise, therefore, that the sun has been a powerful inspiration for artists and musicians across the centuries. Here Comes the Sun appears on the Beatles' 1969 album Abbey Road, sung by George Harrison. It was written by Harrison in April 1969 at the home of his friend Eric Clapton, at a time when Harrison was at something of a low ebb and was feeling fed up with the hassle of the band's business affairs, being asked to sign this and sign that. It also reflects Harrison's apparent relief at the arrival of spring. Indeed, he seems to have been inspired by the record-breaking number of sunlight hours which were recorded in April 1969. The Greenwich Meteorological Station recorded 189 hours of sunlight that month, but also had shown that February and March were much colder than the norm, which could account, in part, for Harrison's reference in the song to a long, cold, lonely winter. The track features a Moog synthesizer, which Harrison had introduced into the band's sound after acquiring an early model of the instrument in California. You can also hear the continued influence of Indian classical music in his writing. Having received acclaim from music critics, the song gained for Harrison the level of recognition as a songwriter previously reserved for his bandmates Lennon and McCartney. So here it is now, The Sun.
Here comes the sun, here comes the sun, I say it's all right.
Well, as we all know, the weather, particularly here in Britain, can change pretty rapidly. So let's have a quick change now and listen out for some rain. I'm sure many of you will be familiar with the ever-popular musical Singing in the Rain, yes? This 1952 American romantic musical, portraying performers caught up in the transition from silent films to talkies, its most popular number, of course, is the song Singing in the Rain. I saw a production of this musical at Norwich Theatre Royal earlier in the year, and I can tell you that the people in the front row of the audience were extremely grateful for the sou'westers which had been provided for them. There was an awful lot of weather being splashed about. Anyway, you can have a listen now, hopefully without the need for waterproofs.
Singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feel, and I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart, and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain, I've a smile on my face. I'll walk down the lane.
Now, when Antonio Vivaldi wrote his set of four violin concertos depicting the four seasons, he included in the score the texts of sonnets describing the specific scene that his music was portraying. The sonnet for winter includes these lines: to tremble from cold in the icy snow, in the harsh breath of a horrid wind, to run, stamping one's feet every moment, our teeth chattering in the extreme cold. So this means that our next dose of weather is snow. And as we hear an extract from Winter from Vivaldi's Four Seasons, I think you'll have no trouble imagining the snow scene described in the sonnet. I feel really quite chilly now. Well, Vivaldi imagines a harsh, cold winter to accompany the snow, doesn't he? But our next piece speaks of a much more benign and gentle wind, probably with some warmth in it. Blow the Wind Southerly is a traditional English folk song from Northumbria, which first appeared in print in 1934. It tells of a woman desperately hoping for a southerly wind to blow her lover back home to her. Perhaps the best known and most loved version of this charming song is a recording made by Kathleen Ferrier in 1949. And I think the warmth of her voice aptly portrays the warm wind which she so longs for.
My lover to me. They told me last night there were ships in the offing, and I hurried down to the deep rolling sea. But my eye could not see it, wherever might be.
So, what more can the weather throw at us? Well, how about a bit of fog? The English folk ballad The Foggy Foggy Dew was first published in the early 19th century. The song describes the course and outcome of a relationship between a weaver and a young girl. Cecil Sharp, the noted collector of English folk song, collected 8 versions of this song from around the country. And although there have been various interpretations of the lyrics over the years, I feel we can still use it to represent the mist and murk of the early morning. The version I know and love is a gentle, refined arrangement by Benjamin Britten, albeit still with a hint of nudge, nudge, winch, wink, at the loss of innocence. If you listen carefully, you will pick up what I mean.
As a bachelor, I lived all alone and worked at the weaver's trade. And the only thing I ever did wrong was to woo a fair young maid. everything I ever did wrong was to keep a proper foggy, foggy view. One night she came to my bedside when I lay fast asleep. She laid her head upon my bed and she began to weep. She sighed, she cried, she damn near died. She said, what shall I do? So I hold her into bed and I covered up her head just to save her from the foggy, foggy view. Oh, I am a bachelor. I live with my son and we work at the weaver's trade. And every single time I look into his eyes, he reminds me of that fair young maid. He reminds me of the winter time and of the summer too.
The phenomena of thunder and lightning have mystified, terrified, and amazed humans for as long as we have been inhabited the earth, and have inspired vivid depictions of it in art and music. One particularly enjoyable example is the Thunder and Lightning Polka by Johann Strauss. The polka is a Bohemian folk dance in triple time. This was especially popular in 19th century Europe. And Strauss's polka, which was composed in 1868 for a full orchestra, is a lively and energetic piece depicting the thunderstorm. And I think you will agree it succeeds. Well, we're coming to the end of our mixed bag of weather and music. But before we go, I think we need another burst of sunshine, don't you? And what better to finish with than Bring Me Sunshine? The song was written in 1966 by the composer Arthur Kent, with lyrics by Sylvia Dee. It was first recorded by the Mills Brothers in 1968, but latterly became associated with the comedy duo Morecambe and Wise, after it was adopted as their signature tune in their second series for the BBC in 1969. When Eric Morecambe died in 1984, it was the title of the Bring Me Sunshine tribute show at the London Palladium, held in his memory. And when Ernie Wise appeared on Desert Island Discs in 1990, he declared it to be his favourite song. So, if it's good enough for them, it's certainly good enough for us. Here we go.
In this world where we live, there should be more happiness. So much joy you can give to each brand new bright tomorrow. Make me happy. through the years. Never bring me any tears. Let your arms be as warm as the sun from up above. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love, sweet love. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love.
Thank you, Tony. I love that we began and ended with sunshine, don't you? I feel well set up now for the darker evenings.